Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today's guest is a little bit sweet, a little bit spicy. I'm not talking about Tennessee. I'm talking about the roasted sweet potato and kidney bean chili from today's sponsor, HelloFresh. HelloFresh makes increasing your veggie intake a little bit easier if you're someone like me, and I won't even think about buying veggies in the supermarket. With HelloFresh, I like it because you've got no commitments and you can also choose what you want to eat, and also you can choose how long it takes. I'm a lazy girl. I want something that's done in 15 to 20 minutes, and I can choose that all of my deliveries from HelloFresh can be done in that time. I also live alone and I don't want big portions, so I can choose for 1 to 2 people. And if you have a big family, you can choose for the portions to be bigger, so there's no waste and no extra stress. I'm someone that doesn't dabble in supermarkets. It makes me stressed out and I usually only go to the alcohol aisle. So HelloFresh comes with all the ingredients you need. You don't need to stress about what you do have in the house, what you don't have in the house. It's all there and it tells you in simple terms how to cook it, because some of us here are a little bit simple. Even if you're a fussy eater, they have over 44 recipes that you can choose from every week. So if you want to experience HelloFresh, make sure you head over to hellofresh.co.uk/newgrace to get 60% off of your first order and 25% off of the next 2 months. That is hellofresh.co.uk/newgrace. Thank you, HelloFresh, for sponsoring today's episode. And now onto the girl that is breaking the internet and is now locked out. It's Tennessee.
Hey.
It's lovely to have you on.
Hey. I know. I'm so happy to be here. Are you joking?
I'm so happy you're here. We, people that don't know, we met in the Alps.
Yeah, we did.
We met during severe turbulence. And hell, what was amazing was I was freaking out, crying, screaming, looking at Tom, going, I'm going to f*** you when we get off this plane. And you were just sat there while we were falling out the sky, reading your little Colleen Whoever book, having a lovely time.
No, that flight was actually horrible.
It was hell.
Imagine being on a flight and the turbulence is so bad, but you just hear the loudest screams ever. There's kids on this flight and Grace is producing the loudest scream. And the thing that made it even worse is like, I wasn't signed with like KHLD then. Yeah. So I didn't really know anyone. The first time I've even met Tom. So I thought the only option is for me to just stay here and read.
Yeah.
Rather than like,
on this
yeah.
Time.
But now looking back, I would have like literally come over to you guys and been like,
well,
we're going down.
So we're going down here. Yeah. But towards the end of the, we did like a brand shoot, which by the way was weird because we were with a man in dungarees with a massive horn. I thought.
And it was boiling hot and we were doing winter clothes.
A winter shoot. And by the way, it was pointless because everyone thought it was a green screen anyway.
I can't believe people thought it was a green screen.
Like, we could have just been in Manchester somewhere. But no, we had this bloke with a horn. Me and Tennessee were on the verge of death. Heat stroke.
You actually nearly did die at one point.
Yeah,
nearly did.
Upon reflection, I was very embarrassed, but I did cry because I thought I was going to pass out. Someone was fanning me. I had a vape, some rescue remedy. I thought, this isn't looking good.
No, it was so hot though. It really was.
I've never sweated like that in my life. Like, it was not a good look.
It was awful.
For anyone involved. But this airport, all that was open was a schnitzel bar.
No, but there was a McDonald's before we went through, and I kept saying to everyone, should we just get the McDonald's before? And everyone's like, no, let's get through security and get food once we're in there. We got in there.
I was thinking like Gatwick, Heathrow.
Yeah,
I was thinking that. Yeah, that's the vibe. Maybe a Joe and the Jews. You know, the Germans know how to do it. They don't. Apparently, there was actually one schnitzel bar, and I remember.
And the queue for this thing, you'd think it was the hottest place in Germany, like that's the place to eat. It was all the way down the whole airport.
We were in it for about an hour and a half.
And our flight was delayed.
Oh, of course it was. Yeah, we were sat on the floor. And I remember you got beefy, Hannah got beefy. the server was like, cash only. Or some, what was it?
I can't remember, but there was an altercation at the
payment. You were
about to
throw hands.
Yeah.
And I was like, she's a boxer.
I was in camp and then next thing I gave in to drinking because it was that low of a point for us at the airport.
I've heard the Prosecco is really good in Munich. So we all got absolute pissed as a fart and flew home and it was great.
Yeah.
I say it was great. I don't know if it was great, but...
No, it was because after that long day, like all you wanted to do was just get home.
100%.
And then it was like, oh, we're not even getting
you
home.
4 hours delay.
And the storm we drove through to get to the airport.
God, I forgot about this. We are in. This man driving us in this minivan must have had cataracts, one eye, This man should not have been driving. All of a sudden, a storm. Hail. You can't see. We're fucking aquaplaning. And we're all like, so anyway, how's everyone's day? Like, we're trying to create conversation as if we're not nearly dead. It was a 3-hour journey.
No, that was hell. No, it was like hell. Ooh. Every part of Jason. Yeah. It was really nice views, though.
Yeah, it was.
That was what made up for it, I guess.
It made me feel a bit sick, though, because I don't know if you've ever been
that
to, like...
woman that kept telling everyone off.
Oh, my
God. Should I watch this?
There was a... Yeah, she's going to watch this. There was this woman when we were in Austria... And she was like our tour guide type person.
But she was like, she should be a head teacher in like the strictest school because she was telling everyone off so much.
Was it you that had ketchup with your lasagna?
No, I didn't have a lasagna.
Who was it? Someone was like, oh, it was James.
Yeah.
My hairdresser. He was like, can I have some ketchup, please? And she went, ketchup?
Not with the lasagna.
Not with the lasagna. And I was like, oh, she said to Hannah, what was it that she said to Hannah about how short her skirt was?
Oh, yeah, she told Hannah her skirt was too short.
I can see your underwear. And I was like, all right, fucking
yeah, easy. She was cheeky.
She was a crazy bitch.
Remember we had to ride the bike? She kept telling me, like, I'd get off the bike and she'd be like, them bikes are 100 years old. Like, you cannot damage them bikes. Yeah, and I remember being like, I'm sorry, like.
I remember saying, I don't even want to be on the bike.
Yeah.
Do I look like someone that bikes?
Like,
no. No, I fucking
don't. She was hilarious.
She was, yeah, that trip was an incredible trip. And we got told off in the pool for drinking in the pool.
Oh, yeah.
When we first got there. Today's sponsor of the podcast is Skin and Me. Skin and Me is an accessible, fast-track way to get amazing skin. All you've got to do is fill out a questionnaire online all about your skin and the problems you've got. And they will make your very own skincare to match your skin. Skin and Me blends scientifically proven active ingredients to give you the best skin. All packaged up in their award-winning Daily Doser. And if that wasn't enough for you, it's also personalized with your name. Daily Doser ensures that you use the right amount of cream every evening. I've been guilty to putting a little bit too much on, a little bit too little. So you don't have to worry with this. And also, that's money saving. You're not wasting your product. They also offer additional products like cleansers, moisturizers, and SPF. And if you know, you know about SPF. You don't want to grow old looking like a leather boot. It's time to grow old gracefully. Skin and Me will tailor to your skin. So whatever problem you've got, whether it's acne, whether it's textured skin, or whether it is just fine lines, they can help you with what you're struggling with. It is designed by an expert team of dermatologists. All you've got to do to start your Skin and Me journey is take 3 pictures of your skin and Skin and Me will design your very own skincare. Head to skinandme.com and use the code GRACE to get your first month for just £4.99 with the code GRACE. Usually it's £24.99, but again, if you use the code GRACE, you can get it for just £4.99. Locked in. Let's discuss.
Yeah.
So I managed to find out, after getting you a bit drunk, that you were going on locked in before you were going on.
Yeah.
And my advice was, good luck. I said, you're going to die in there. It's hell. It's horror. But you actually smashed locked in.
I did die a little bit though. Like,
you did die a little bit.
I had so many mental breakdowns.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, the love that they didn't show that. They only showed one.
Yeah, they only showed one. But there was one day where I had a really bad mental breakdown and like, I was just crying all morning. I literally woke up, I was just crying. You know when you're just sensitive? Like,
yeah.
I was just crying all morning. And then they were like, pictures. And then literally I was like, couldn't stop crying. And like, Ash and Shannon were like, you can't make her take pictures like this. Like, look at her, like she's a mess.
They were like, thumbnail.
They were like, we need to get these photos. So like Joyce had like this big black pair of like sunglasses. She was like, just put them on. So like, there is like pictures of me with these sunglasses on. Like,
oh yeah. My, people don't realize as well, when you're in there and you have a bad day, there's nothing to distract you from the bad day.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're here, you can like go out, see your mate.
Or just go on your phone, you know, like.
Go on your phone. What was the hardest part about not having your phone, did you find?
Do you know what? Not, like I actually didn't mind not having my phone. I quite liked it.
Love that for you.
Yeah, it was like a little detox away from it.
Do you know what I found? Is I'd go to the toilet and number one, I'd be really bored. Like I'd be looking out, you know, that window, that one window.
Yeah.
Just the field, I'd be looking out. Then I'd finish, leave. And they'd be like, oh, fuck, I forgot my phone. But then I'm like, I didn't have my phone. And I'd do it every time. I'd leave the toilet and then go back in and be like, oh, no, I don't have my phone. It really put me off.
Wow. No, because I went into it without a phone. Mm. It's like I didn't even think of like my phone while I was in there.
Oh, you're a better woman than me.
Yeah.
We have different addictions in this life.
Yeah.
How nervous were you before you went in?
So I was so nervous before. Now like, I look back, I'm like, why was I so nervous?
It's like hilarious, but I agree.
It's such like a nerve-wracking feeling.
And you get put in a room. It's like a room, was yours the same, where it's like a little apartment? So you have a little kitchen, a bedroom. You're just put in this room to just wait overnight.
No, literally. But luckily, like, I snuck off to Casey's room.
Did you?
Yeah, they were like...
We had people fucking parading.
No, they were like, do not leave the room. I was like, okay. Then I was like to Casey, look, like, I'm going to sneak up to your room. I can't physically be in this room all night.
Yeah.
I felt like I was literally like robbing a bank. I was like, going up the fence to get in the lift. I was like... Looking around the corners before, like, I literally got to her door and I banged it. She was like, why'd you bang? I was like, let me in.
I'm panicking.
But I snuck to her room the night before. So, like, I feel like that literally helped us both so much because we were just, like, debriefing forever.
I loved yours and Casey's friendship.
Yeah.
I feel like I thought it would be, more you and Madam Joyce, maybe, or an Ash and Casey. I don't know why, but that's what I saw. But you and Casey, loved it. It was pretty wholesome.
I know.
When you left... Tears.
I know. Now I look, I was like with her the other day and I was like looking back at like the way we were when I was leaving.
Literally,
like,
see you a week later.
We were like, she was like hysterically crying, but no, yeah, she literally helped like the experience so much.
A lonely fucking place in there if you don't have your best mate though. 100%. If Max Kadar left, I'd have been like, I'm going.
Yeah. Bye, everyone. No, literally, like, I don't know how my experience would have gone if I didn't really have her in there with me.
You were in there when Max Kadar was in there for the day.
No.
You weren't.
He came the day after I left.
It's so annoying.
I waited my whole time to see like you or Max. Like, I was like...
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Yeah, I kept thinking like you were going to come or like Max was going to come. I can't believe he came the day I left because no one understood his sense of humor, but I find Max hilarious. Like, I think he's one of the funniest people.
I have to defend that man because I find like even when he laughed, was it Star Player that got voted out? It's just the way he did it was so funny because he was like, yeah, Jorma. Like straight away, but no one gets it in the house. Like, I remember George was like, I was gonna hit him. I was like, don't hit him.
Yeah, because he is harmless, but like he's not, but like it's just funny. Like, you have to take it in a funny way, because if you take it not in a funny way, you'll end up hating him.
Yeah, and also he'll make it 10 times worse. Hate him, he will absolutely
when he's hating more.
Yeah, brings me on to someone we all know and love, Danny Aarons. Yeah. You're dating him.
Yeah.
Go on. Tell me how this arose.
Well, when we were in locked in, I feel like I have to really clear this part up. Nothing was going on. Like, nothing at all. Even nothing when we left.
Yeah.
It didn't, like, we didn't really start, like, seeing each other till, like, a good month after, like, locked in. Maybe, like, even longer. Sorry, I'm not familiar with all the dates. But no, I am.
It was the 4th of July.
Yeah. 2:10. Like, it wasn't even going on in the house. And like, now when I look back at clips, everyone's like, well, now it was obvious. But like, he was like that with everyone in the house. He was really like, just play fighty and like, would wind everyone up. There was obviously nothing going on in the house, but I did have my little like epiphany, like when a couple of days in, where I was like, he's attractive. Like,
I remember them airing this conversation with all of you. Everyone was like, is it just me or is Danny Aarons really attractive? And you all were like,
And then I realized that. And then, like, it wasn't anything. And then it wasn't anything like at all. And then I don't know, it just happened.
It was something.
It wasn't anything. And then it was. And then it just went from there, really. I think because I felt so comfortable with him when we did start like seeing each other, it just like went so much faster than maybe like it would have usually.
And you'd also lived with each other anyway for 2 weeks before that.
Yeah.
So you kind of know what each other are like.
Yeah.
What do you think about his ex-girlfriend? Because I know she's been quite vocal on it. Anything you want to clear up?
I just want to clear up that, like, nothing was going on, like, in the house at all. Like, I would never want to even get someone that way. Mm. Because, I like, do you know what I mean? Then I'd always think they're going to do it to me.
Yeah, you'd have the paranoia.
Yeah, and even when I had found out they'd broke up, we didn't straight away start seeing each other. Like, I just want her to know that, like, it wasn't... going on in the house. It's just so not needed. She's not even like on the internet like that for you guys to be like giving her this hate. Like, she's just in her own world minding her business. Like, literally leave her alone.
Yeah, honestly, I agree. I back that up. I back it. So we're back to Danny Aarons. So you guys are together now. What do you think about people that are saying, you know, it's fake? Because we were speaking about this before. It's almost insulting that people think it's fake.
Yeah, like everyone's literally acting like he is just like this piece of dirty gremlin chewing gum I picked up off the ground. I'm like, I'm dating him. Like, first of all, like, he's an attractive man. Like, he's not ugly. One, and two,
yeah,
his personality is like just the most amazing thing ever. Like, do people think it's, I don't know why people would think it's fake. I guess, well, I do know why people would think it's fake, because it's not the kind of person I've ever like dated before.
Yeah.
But I would never have crossed paths with someone like Danny. Like,
yeah,
the people that have come into my life is like the people that I've dated. Like, we're so from different worlds. Yeah. If it wasn't for Locked In, we would have never like met. He wouldn't have wanted to talk to like someone like me. And I, not that I wouldn't have wanted to talk to someone like me. He wouldn't have tried to reach out to me. So we would have never met.
Opposites do attract, not that you guys are opposites, but as in opposites in your careers, like sort of your personalities, actually, you're probably quite similar.
Yeah.
But everything else is quite opposite, which I think is quite nice. To be honest.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, we are opposites, but at the same time, like, we are so alike.
Yeah.
Like, his sense of humor is just my sense of humor. Like, I just find him so funny.
Aww.
Yeah, no, he's just the funniest person
I'm
ever.
All alone. Yeah. YouTube fan bases are a different level. Have you found his fan base to be nice to you?
They're nice to me, yeah. Mm. They are nice to me, but they're very, like, I've literally posted something now. For the first, like, couple weeks when we were like seeing each other and we hadn't posted it, I filtered his name on my comments because I was just like, we're literally trying to live like in disguise right now. I don't need like my comments to be flooded with his names. But then I took it off and like now it's like they are like, I'll post and like they're on it with the comments to like,
great for engagement though.
Yeah,
great for
but
brands.
I mean, not that great, because brands will look at my pictures and be like, Danny yeah. Like, no one's even buying these clothes.
Name's just Danny.
Yeah it's just Danny Aarons.
What was your first date with him?
We went to Winter Wonderland.
I knew it. So I saw you and you went, I'm going to Winter Wonderland tomorrow. I went, oh my god, with who? And you were like, Danny Aarons. I was like, okay.
Yeah, we went to, I asked him if he would take me to Winter Wonderland and he was like, fuck off, no. And like,
nice.
I was like, but he must have thought I was joking, because obviously I was like running with the joke on the internet like for a bit, and he was like, no. And I was like, oh, like,
okay.
Yeah, okay, like, that's nice. And then I saw him at like the Sidemen shoot, the like hide and seek, and then it's kind of like, you know, the eyes. Yeah. Like, and then he messaged me and he was like, you still want to go Winter Wonderland? So we went there.
Oh my god.
But I was so nervous before, which is so crazy, because obviously we lived together, so we knew each other so well. But when we was actually going, I was like, I don't even know how to act, to the point where I was so like nervous. I was literally just like to him, let's go on another ride. Let's go on another. We went on every single ride, and no one really does that. Like,
could never be me. I'll be like, I will go. I wouldn't go on any rides.
Oh my god, we went on every ride.
I'd get like a sausage roll or something, a mulled wine.
Yeah, but he doesn't drink.
Doesn't drink?
No.
Okay.
I know, which, to be fair, I love that he doesn't drink, but
he can always be designated driver.
Exactly. But he doesn't drink. So I was like, I can't take you to Winter Wonderland. You're going to look at me like, are you an alcoholic? You want to get drunk at
that?
Because if you don't drink, you wouldn't understand, like, of get course. Drunk at Winter Wonderland.
And that tent, that fucking rave tent.
I can't imagine me taking him there.
You'd be like, I think I'm going to go.
Yeah, like, you're gonna go. So we had no option but to just go on the rides.
Oh,
it's fun though.
He secretly actually hates rides, but he's doing it for you. Oh my God. There's no way.
Imagine.
I can't even do teacups.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a
bag holder. Like, if I ever go out with you, I'll hold your bags.
What?
Yeah.
I get too much FOMO.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah. You have fun, girl. I'll just drink and that will end awfully. Do you have anything that annoys you about Danny? You know, when you get to know someone a bit, you know, when you're dating someone, I rack up annoying things that they do.
No,
I know one.
What?
Snoring.
Oh, you see my story the other night? Yeah. Okay, snoring, yeah.
Yeah.
He snores, like, annoyingly snores. And I'll tell him to stop, and he just doesn't stop. Like, he'll just move closer to me. No, that annoys me.
Yeah.
But apart from that, no, obviously, we're in that honeymoon phase.
Oh, God, you are.
Yeah, so, like, literally nothing he does annoys me. And then even if I feel like he does something that annoyed me, I'd probably just be like,
yeah.
Oh, my God, like, you can even annoy me.
What about him wearing Crocs on the Sidemen show? Because I've heard you don't like Crocs.
I don't like, no, that's Casey that hates them. I actually don't mind a Croc, but no.
I don't
mind
a Croc.
No, that made, like, no. Because I just see it as funny. Like, I'm like, that's hilarious.
You guys are so in love. Has he got a brother or anything? Fucking hell. Actually, no, don't. The brother. Like, hey, Tennessee. I just do it to see you. I'm like, you're right. So, talking of the shoot, 20 versus 2, How did you find that?
Oh my God, horrible. Because I don't like them kind of shoots anyway. Like,
yeah, they're intense.
And it's just like, I don't know, like I'm a strong woman. I don't want to like walk on after women and then be like, yes or no. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's not even a case of like, yes or no. Like, but obviously in it was that, different because we knew each other and like
and everything. You guys weren't dating then?
No, we'd gone out. We'd been out to Winter Wonderland then.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So we'd met like a couple times. We met after the shoot even.
Yeah.
So like, we had met. But it made it more awkward when I had to do like the date because there was like an element of like realness to it. So it made it more awkward. Like, so I was like, but no, I don't know how I found that shoot. It was just like a lot.
A girl flashed her tits before you went on as well.
Yeah. Imagine I went out and was like, thought I had to like do that as well. That would have been awful.
But yeah, but I feel a bit pressured now. Were you pissed off? Were you jealous? Or were you like, yeah, fuck it?
No, I'm a really jealous person, like naturally. I'm jealous.
Yeah.
About anything. Like sometimes I even get jealous of like you're drinking a drink and I think I could like that drink. I'll just get jealous. Like,
do you know what? Thank you.
Yeah.
Because I think nowadays too many people are like, you know, you should let your partner do what they want. Like if they're going to cheat, they're going to cheat. Not on my watch.
No. Hell no.
Not on my watch. Are you joking?
Not on my watch.
Not on my watch, honey.
Yeah, it's not happening.
I'll have your Life 360 on. I'll go through your phone while you sleep. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Have you gone through his phone?
No, I haven't. Because you know what?
You haven't had the opportunity.
I'm trying to just like not be crazy because he doesn't need to see that. Like he does nothing to make me be that crazy side of myself. I feel like I've been in such like toxic, bad relationships before that I've had no option but to be crazy. It's almost like it's I was crazy in love. Yeah. Like you have to be crazy, but he doesn't even need to see that. Like I wouldn't even want him to experience like that kind of crazy.
And also I feel like I can't see him ever cheating. Like he just seems like, I don't know.
He's just such a nice person.
I don't even know him. Like he seems like a humble bloke, but he does.
I know him.
Yeah.
And I know he was not going to do that.
I follow him. Yeah. I know. Like, I don't know. He seems very like down to earth.
Don't be fooled though. Anyone can cheat.
So true.
Anyone can cheat. Like you couldn't put it down to like, they will never cheat. Like they could even cheat.
If he does, that's the next boxing match.
If he does.
Sorted out, I promise you that.
If he does, I must just be made to be with cheaters. That's what I think.
We'll ride at dawn. Like I'll be in that car outside his house for you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
With a firework.
Yeah.
If the police are watching, that was a joke.
Not for me.
You're being deadly.
Yeah.
Would you ever do a 20 versus one? As in you're the one dating?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah. I don't think now, because I made a joke to him. I was like, you done one, so I have to do one now. He's like, you weren't really properly dating then. But like, I would do one though, because they're still to be the one.
Yeah,
it's funny. Like,
I want to do one. I think it would be hilarious.
Oh my God, you need to do one.
I wasn't allowed to do one before because I was in a relationship, but now
Sidemen need to get you on one. You would be hilarious.
But you know what makes me cringe? Like, I, you know when you say yes to all of them and then they've got the opportunity to say no and walk off, I've got this massive fear that all of them will walk off.
No, they can't all.
Really?
Yeah.
You think some of them are told yes?
Some of them are there for their time, so.
Oh, it's so, do you know what? That's made me feel better.
Yeah.
That has made me feel better.
Obviously, but like.
Fuck it, I'm going to do it. Who's your favourite Sidemen? Sidemen? Sideman. I'm going to say Sidemen because it's one of them. Not the stanky face. If I had to.
Well, if I had to pick, obviously KSI, like he let me fight on Misfits, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true. Okay. I don't know who I'd go with. Who's Harry?
Really?
He just makes the most inappropriate jokes. I kind of respect it because he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, fair.
You know what I mean? But like, he says the most outrageous shit. If I said that.
I mean, it's not exactly like you say the most reserved things in the world. Like, literally. If I said that, you also say outrageous things.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. So I want to move on to boxing. You're a boxer.
Mm-hmm.
You've been in the ring. Are you going to fight again?
Yeah.
Go on.
When? Hell yeah.
Or is there no?
Definitely before September.
Mm.
Because I saw a little psychic the other day and she told me like things going on for me in September. So I'm probably going to be really booked and busy.
You being engaged in September.
Yeah, I'm planning my wedding in September.
I'm going to be fighting.
Okay. So before September.
Okay.
I feel like if I don't fight before September, it's kind of like gone out of my like system kind of thing.
Is there someone you want to fight?
No, there's not, like, I literally will fight anyone. Like, I don't really care.
All right.
I've lost once. You know what I mean? Like,
you're giving man up. Yeah. I'll fight anyone. Fuck them.
Yeah, literally, everyone wants it. I'll give it up.
No. Wants it. Come here.
Yeah, like, there's no one I'm like, I really want to fight them. But, like, I'd fight anyone, to be honest.
You need to make some more enemies.
I know.
You need to because I think, look at me. Yeah. Boxed in my
Come on,
life.
Let me know.
But I would like, I can... Not that I ever would fight. I couldn't fight you because I like you. And I'd be like in the ring.
But
like,
when you do boxing, you realise that like it's just in the sport. So like then you kind of can fight anyone because you're like, well, it's just the
but
game.
But you think
of it.
You've got to have like hate in you.
No.
No.
The hate can throw you off because then you're like, you've got too much emotion in the ring.
Mm.
And I think like even like my first fight, I think I had so much like emotion going into it where it was like everyone was saying I'm not going to be able to fight. Then it was like everyone was saying I was going to lose. That was almost like I overthought everything.
I think as well, you can't read stuff before you go into fights like that.
No.
Then I'd be like, yeah, I'm shit.
And yeah, I am it's shit, true.
But they don't need to know that.
But no, like even what I did last year, like I'm a different person to what I was when that whole like beef with like Paige was going on.
Because yeah.
I think now, like I wouldn't do all that so publicly online.
Mm.
But at the time, like me last year is just a completely different person. I would have done anything online.
You in general was a completely different person. Can I just say, well, when I met you, right, all I'd known of you was you on TikTok talking about stories from guys you had before, like crazy shit you'd done. I meet you. You love a bit of rock music. You read books. You're really quiet. And I was like, what? I was so baffled.
Yeah, you were saying it to me like the whole two days.
Like, Who are you?
Yeah, you were like, you're really surprising me.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I think.
Yeah.
I was just like, I was a crazy girl like last year and like the years before then. And like, I was really lost like in the world. And I think when you don't know yourself and like you're lost, you like just portray yourself in like a way that's not you.
Yeah.
And I was almost like, I saw my like platform online as like, I don't know. I just always tested my boundaries and like how, like what is the most outrageous story I can tell that I've been through?
And you know, it will get views as well.
Yeah. And it's like, it was almost like I was so angry at the world as well that like I would tell these stories because I hadn't really got over it. So I was like, and then when it was like the whole thing with Paige, it was like, I was just like ruthless. Like I was just on the internet arguing like with
and
someone who's actually a really nice girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's actually a really nice girl. And I think and I just was crazy. Like it was just, all of the, but then it ended in a good way, obviously, because we got to fight and like.
And my favorite story.
It ended really
story,
well because you got to fight.
Yeah, actually, it ended really well. But my favorite story you told me is when you ran into the crowd and they wouldn't let you back. You literally had your gloves on and you were like, hello.
Yeah, I know. I've just fought in the room. It was awful. And then like, because I told everyone that I was going to hire a hitman to kill me if I lost. So then, so when I've lost, I'm like, this is fucking embarrassing because
now I've got to die.
Yeah. Like I didn't hire a hitman. I don't know where to get a hitman. It was just a joke because I didn't think I was going to lose. And then I lost and it was just awful. Like in the dress changing room after, I was crying. I was literally like, I just thought it was the worst thing ever.
It's a public thing as well. It's like public
I publicly lost.
Yeah.
And then I'm in the toilet and I come around the corner. My dad was sitting there and I look at him and he's like, and I go, are you fucking crying right now? I've lost and you're crying. And my coach was like, leave him. Like he's upset for you.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. And then now I look back, I'm like, that's really cute. Like my dad started crying because like he could see like how much it hurt me.
That's the one thing about boxing is like, you have to give a big thing beforehand to hype up the game.
And then you're a real embarrassing loser.
That's
you
what
lose.
It means. Yeah. Like, and what you lose in front of people. But also your game, I don't know if it was like 100%. Like, I don't know, kosher.
What does that mean?
As in like the result.
Oh, no. I definitely should have won the fight. Like, or it should have been a draw.
At least,
I can't even watch it back without like getting angry again.
Yeah. You're like punching walls.
Yeah, like I'm literally living like the rest of my life, like getting my revenge on them judges.
Yeah. But
I'm like 95, like still coming for them.
One day you better watch it fucking back, you bitch.
Well, when you least expect it, I'll be there waiting for you.
But I'm excited for your next fight. I think you've got now like motivation in you to like just fuck someone up. And I'm buzzing.
Oh my God, you have to come.
Would you? Oh, fuck it. Oh, yeah. Ring girl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Like, you already said you're ring girl. I forgot about that.
I will be ring girl. Thank you. I'll be ready. Would you do anyone like, what's Emily Brooks?
Yeah, I don't know if they're my weight class. Like,
that's what I'm thinking, because it's different weight class, isn't it?
Yeah, they have to be your weight class. And I'm never going to go up a weight just because, like...
Listen, honey, I get you. We've got Ibiza in the summer.
Yeah, I've got Ibiza in the summer. Yeah. But yeah, like, if they were my weight, like, I probably would just fight anyone. Like, now I've lost, there's nothing like that's really scared for me to lose. And also,
you've
I'm like...
the worst part.
How bad can I, like, get beaten up? Do you know what I mean? Obviously, the worst fear is, like, to get knocked out.
Could you imagine? Nah, and do you know what? If you ever feel bad about anything you've ever done, at least you've never been knocked out.
If I was to do a boxing fight and I got knocked out, best believe I'm staying down.
Yeah.
Paramedics are coming in. Yeah. I'm playing dead.
I completely agree. Because it's also like you look clapped when you passed out. Like your mouth's hanging open. You're
no, but then
out.
I've actually passed out and then you see like something mentally in me switch when I realise I'm waking. I'm like... They're like, she's still passed out. Like, I'm like, yeah. But... And they're like, she's still passed out, but like my face is like posing.
You on the stretcher, like, nah, that would be me.
Debbie Ryan on the stretcher, like,
you like, do you move my hair?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Lipstick, lip oil. No,
lip oil, yeah. Please. So now you're out of Locked-In as well. I think you'll be working more with Foot Asylum. Are you excited for the shoots that you will do?
Yeah,
yeah. Because I remember being really scared.
No, I'm excited.
First shoot.
I'm really excited. I feel like there's so much fun to film and like everyone's so funny.
I can't wait.
I can't wait as well.
I hope I'm on your shoots.
Yeah, I know, because that would just be hilarious.
Otherwise, who am I going to talk to? Philly? I will.
No, Boris.
But he's not a woman. Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah. I want to give you some icks, right? Okay. And I want you to say yes or no to what you think these icks are, right? Okay. Okay, Crocs.
Yeah, it depends in the circumstances. I'm awful with these questions, by the way, because I like circumcise.
I circumcise my men.
I circumcise them if they wear Crocs. No, okay.
Wild.
Yeah, that is a statement. No, yeah. I don't circumcise them at all. No. Unless, like, we're going out, like, on a dead serious day and you've got Crocs on.
Yeah, you go into the Ivy or something and they've got some beige Crocs.
Yeah. Although, no, or if they get the Crocs that they try to, like, make look really stylish. Yeah. Like, oh, for example, like, getting, like, a beige... Like, do you know what I mean? Like, a pair that you're like, this pair's good with this outfit.
Oh, my God, 100%.
And then they decorate
well,
them.
I've got it. Sorry. What I was about to say it was.
You about to say that?
I have Croc charms. And I think they add some. I've got an egg, I've got a lamb, and I've got croc wanker written on it.
Okay, at least yours are like funny, like croc
wanker. Yeah, but in my defence, I never
got like DK, like a Prosecco bottle.
Me, not Big Bazza, like on
Prosecco
the
Prosecco bottle, like a cloud. Like, you're not like properly done it serious. Like, it's like a joke.
Saving Grace written on
them. Yeah.
No, okay. I only wear them to go to Tesco's, to be fair.
No, that's fine.
Thank you. I wouldn't have got them for me, like, yeah. Actually, yeah. What?
On the table.
Right, my next one is when boys slow-mo shadow box themselves.
No.
That's not it.
No.
Cool. What about when they rap in the car? Too chicken.
Ick.
Yeah. If I'm sat next to someone in their Audi, I don't know why I've gone with Audi.
Yeah.
And they're like, babe, listen to this flow.
No, I even think sometimes it's a little bit icky. Have you ever been in like a car of a boy?
No.
And they play... Or like, yeah, well, like, sometimes you're in the car of a boy.
Yeah.
And they'll turn the music up to a song that you don't know.
Yeah.
And then they're like singing along like, to the song. And I think like, do you think you're in a music video? And I'm more, like, I sometimes just think anything in general like that is a little bit like...
When they do the gun fingers.
And they're doing it all going on and like they're screaming no.
Luckily for me, the men that I've dated... We'd listen to Shania Twain and shit.
Oh, okay.
And I respect that more than be like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Because I can date a man like that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'd be like.
No, that gives me the ick.
I don't know what song this is.
Don't know the songs. I'll just be like.
No, I would never know
like,
the song.
Yeah, and I'm just
like. I promise you, I'd be like, yeah, the beat's good.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
Just, yeah, is this yours?
Yeah.
Bad teeth.
It's like a half ick because like they can get fixed.
Fixed. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
As long as they're not like moldy.
Oh, yeah, fine. Yeah. Or like, as long as they're not gone.
Oh my God, no tea.
Yeah.
Oh my God, no tea.
Oh my God, no tea.
That's no,
yeah, they need to have something
if
there.
I was at a boy's house and he went, 1 minute, babe, and took out his dentures. I'd say it's been amazing. I've got to go.
Yeah, no, that.
My grandma's had a heart attack. She's nearly dead. She's near death. She's 96. I have to go.
That's awful.
Yeah.
No, no, no. I'd have to do the emergency. You know, when you have to get someone to emergency call you, leave now.
I call the police. Dirty fingernails.
Ick.
Thank you. I agree.
Yeah.
Noisy eaters.
Ick.
Big ick. I'm in a family full of fucking slurpers, Tennessee.
Really?
This is how they drink their tea, yeah?
You know that's me.
You slurp. Get off that fucking cat.
I used to have a really bad problem with slurping any drink.
What do you mean you have a bad problem?
I used to slurp any drink, but it's because I used to have really sensitive teeth.
Okay, so you have to eat yourself.
So I used to slurp, but my sister used to always be like, why are you slurping a water?
Yeah, I back it.
But still with tea, I am a bit like, and I used to go like this.
Oh,
it was an addiction I had.
Anything to do with, even like, and this makes sense, like blowing soup or blowing tea. It makes sense that it's too hot.
Yeah.
I want to punch you around the fucking face. I want to get this chair and slam it around your head.
Really?
It angers me to points of no return. I don't know why.
Yeah, no, loud chewers though. That is like, there's no reason.
Yeah, don't you pipe up now. Yeah. You're a slurper.
No, right? I agree a little bit on that. Yeah, but I feel like I don't really care that much, but you don't like sick.
Yeah,
and that's
true.
I feel like that's in the same family, like slurping, gagging. They're in the same circle of like.
Same family tree. Yeah.
Gagging, yeah. Slurping, chewing.
And it's when you can see the chewed up food in their mouth.
Yeah, no. You had to deal with me gagging.
When did you gag?
If that's ever even coming out.
When? Oh my God, yes.
The beer pong.
Yeah, fuck you. I filmed with Tennessee. I've never seen anything like it. To be fair, I did make you eat.
Yeah, she made me have like fish sauce, hot sauce, tuna sauce.
Yeah, all the sauce.
Yeah, all the sauce under the sun.
What do you think of men that wear skinny jeans? Hate it.
I don't want to see your cough.
I don't want to see your cough
through a denim. I don't want to see the lining of your quads through a denim. I don't want to see your thighs through a denim.
Agree. And also, you don't have to be like an indie boy, like wearing the really like wide leg trouser. You just have to wear like a trouser.
A straight leg.
Yeah.
A straight leg. Yeah.
Agreed. Obsessive gamers. This could be a...
It's kind of hot.
This is what I mean by you surprise me every day.
It is hot.
I love you. You surprise me. I love it. Boys obsessed with their mums.
Ick.
Have you met Danny's mum?
Yeah.
She nice?
Yeah, she's really nice.
Love that.
Yeah, she's super
but
nice.
But no, I agree.
Ick. But you know what they say? That like a man is like with his mum until he finds a wife and then she becomes his mum. Like that's what they say about men. They're like...
Wow.
They just see it as like their second mum. But no, I've like dated some men that have been like obsessed. Like
sometimes I think you fuck your mum.
Yeah, but it's like, I guess... Until I have a son, I won't, might not understand it, but mums have a different love for their son. Like they really do. And it's like, even when they meet like girlfriends, it's almost like they think no one's going to be as good as me as a woman. No, yeah.
Yes, some mums are weird. Thank God I've never dated a man whose mum is like that. When they dip their toe in the bath and they take it out because it's too hot. Like, oh. Ooh, with their like balls hanging loose. Oh, that makes me sick.
Ick.
Now, imagine Danny be like, ooh, like, no, there's no way.
It's like, oh, goes flying around, like, in 180, no, ick.
Yeah, I agree. Rude to waiters. Ick.
Anyone rude to waiters, ick.
If anything, I'm the other scale where it's more embarrassing, where I'm like, thank you, yes.
You're also ick. No, you're also ick.
Like, I'm like, can I please have the prawns? Thank you, because no, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, I've said thank you too many times, but I panic.
Have you ever worked in like hospitality
only
like that?
Hosta.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean,
no, it still counts.
Yeah. And when people wouldn't say please about their fucking hot chocolates, I'd burn the milk.
No, I worked in JD and...
Would you burn the milk there?
No, I'd burn the milk all day. No, and I used to find it so annoying when people were like rude, I think.
Places like that as well, they're like, where's the size?
Like, where's, you know, it costs nothing to be a nice person.
It really
does. Also costs nothing to be horrible, but...
Yeah, true. You're not selling it.
Yeah,
really.
I know.
Or what do you feel about no socks?
Ick. Ick. Mm. No. I don't want to see the ankle, like the ankle to the foot.
Yeah.
Out in the sock.
Okay, I get you. Do you know what I don't like? Trainer socks. As in like the men's ones.
Ick, yeah, no, me neither.
Why are you trying to make it look like you're not
Have you ever
socks?
Seen a man wear the, I don't know what they're called. You know the...
Birkenstocks?
No, the socks that are like open across the hole. You know the socks I'm talking
like
about.
Trainer socks?
No, you know the other ones where it just covers the toe and then it covers the back.
Oh, like they're like ballet socks. Yeah, but fucking vile.
They're awful.
No, it's like, do you remember that meme that went round and it was three lads and they were all dressed like that?
Yeah.
That's who would wear
them. They wear
socks.
Them socks. I can't believe anyone buys them socks.
I don't know how they're making their money, but fair fucks. Fair fucks to you, my queens. This one hurts because I look like this person. Dressed like Gru from Despicable Me.
I can't even say ick.
I kind of fancy Gru.
Yeah, Gru's
hot.
I've
got the same posture, but yeah. I kind of fancy him.
So does Danny, it's fine.
He's like, it's an issue.
Yeah.
Men who take selfies.
Okay. Circumstances in that one again.
Mirror selfies.
Okay, ick. But it's like context, like... If it looks like they've taken so many of that one selfie, that one mirror selfie to get that one image,
yeah,
I'm getting the ick. But if they've literally simply gone one, and I can tell it's a one and done,
yeah,
then not ick at all. But I think even like a back camera picture for a man gives me the ick if I know that they've taken loads.
Grow up.
Yeah, literally.
Is what I've got to say. I hate this. This is one for me that I cannot cough up phlegm and spit on the street. If I'm with a guy and they spit, I hate it.
Really?
Hate it.
Do you know what? That one's not really too much for it.
Oh.
But again, that's in the family of gagging and...
True, that's...
So that one, I could have guessed that one.
I would never, even if I had phlegm, I would...
No, me neither.
Spit on the street is crazy.
Yeah, no, me neither.
And you know when they go...
Yeah.
Like, hello?
And they get it all
doing
from in there.
I can hear what's going on. I think it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Talking of which, how did you feel like that? That clip of you talking about Drake went viral because they did that to me last year, and I was pissed off because I was like, now I look beggy.
Yeah, I was a little bit pissed because it was like everyone shared their story, and then I was in a vulnerable space. I shared my story too, and then my story looks like I've been like, hey guys,
by the way,
I met Drake, and he knew who I was, but no, I don't really care that much. Like, he's Drake at the end of the fucking day. He probably has loads of people like. Telling stories about like encounters with him.
I had one, and this is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me. So the guy that I spoke about messaged me on my old Instagram account, as in like, because my Instagram account got deleted before the one I've got now. And so I've got no proof, right? I've got no proof this happened. So I said this guy did it. It obviously, when I was in there, it went viral and he commented it on it going, I've never messaged this girl. And obviously I can't go and screenshot it because it was my own account. And I thought, he's had me there. And now I look like a liar.
You know your truth inside of you, I guess.
One day I will find that fucking proof. And it will be like 6 years from now and I'll be like, by the way.
Yeah, you'll be like me with the Misfits judges.
Yeah, but I knew it.
On your deathbed, like, I've not died. Did you get that account?
All of us are dead who actually witnessed it, but you still got it.
Yeah.
What about... No. Men in... Excuse me. Men in the bath...
Sorry. Gulp to that.
Men in the bath with their meat just floating.
I've never thought of that.
We don't have anything that floats. Wait, that's... It's actually like up like that.
Wait, does it float to the top?
Yes,
I need to
it
know.
Floats to the top.
Wait, that's the only thing I can say. That I've never
Honestly,
thought
I've just
of that.
Broken you. I can't believe. Have you never had a bath with a boy?
No.
The cock's flying.
Wait, it just floats.
Even the balls float up a little bit.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I sometimes think, I sit there and I'm like, I am so grateful that I'm a girl.
Same.
And I've just got this tiny little, you know, because that's what...
I don't know what you were going to say. It's a tiny little puss. And it's
I've got this cute little pussy. And that's all I need. No. Like, I'm just so glad because I just think I would genuinely hate to be a man.
No, are you fucking also?
And literally balls, dick.
And also, do you remember at school they'd get random boners?
No,
I promise you.
No.
No. Anyway, hope you're all doing okay. Going halves.
Okay, we have circumstances for this one. Yeah. Are beginning of a relationship, ick.
Yeah.
Okay, I think the beginning stages.
Like first date.
Yeah, like yeah. You, like the one that initiates like the thing, it's like you're pursuing me, so like
yeah.
You should like pay. But then I think when you're like deep into a relationship, or not even halves, but I think when you're deep in and you're quickly like going to get some food, yeah. Like, I'll just pay. Like, do you know what I mean? It's not like a thing where I'm expecting you to pay all the time.
I agree. I think as well, it's the person who asked that person on a date as well. But on a first date, I don't know if I'd whip out my card.
Well, to be honest, I did basically ask Danny to go into Wonderland and he did pay. But...
good.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think when you're like far into the relationship, it should never even be like a question of like paying or not paying. If it's something that's like a big moment where you're like, you're going away or like...
agree.
He pays. But like... just little like everyday things. Like we're just quickly getting a Nando's. Like, fuck it. Like, don't worry. Yeah, I got you, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're £15.
I agree. Like, I know we do, you know, we fought for our rights and, you know, we have rights now. But yeah, I'm not paying on the first date.
Well, I've always said, and like, this is a bit controversial. I don't know if I should really say this.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if I can put this in, but I'm a feminist, with a twist.
Yeah.
Like a modern day one, like a more of like a 2020, like two.
Yeah.
It's 2023 feminist. So it's like, I am here for the women's rights. Like yeah. I want women to be so equal. Like women are more powerful than men anyway, I think.
Amen.
But when it comes to like paying and stuff, I want a man to pay, but I interpret it in a way, it's like, you're losing out to a woman. You're losing money.
Oh, you like to me,
like
round.
I'm so empowered and I'm so much of a woman that you're losing money.
You're wasting your money on me.
Yeah, you're wasting money on me. Like feminist to the world. Like,
oh God, it's so true.
Yeah, I see it in that way. Like, I don't see it as in a way like I'm weaker than you. Like you're paying. Like, I'm so weak. I see it as like I'm so strong that I'm making you lose money.
And also, if half of us end up getting cheated on anyway, we might as well have
be
our dinner
the feminist
paid for.
With a twist.
Yeah. Oh my God, I completely agree. No, I'll never pay for a thing again.
Oh God, you've got someone under my wing. Yeah. 2022 to 2023.
Like, rights for women, kind of.
Yeah. But it is rights, but it's like more of like, I don't know, I just think women are more powerful than men. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
I
always think like a man with a woman, like, I'm going
to
be carrying your children for like 9 months.
Yeah,
like,
God forbid.
The least you can do is like.
You gave me 10 seconds of hell. And now I'm 9 months pregnant, pissing
myself. And I've got 9 months of Helen Aura.
I've got cankles.
Yeah.
Have some respect. Oh my God, if I'm pregnant, I'm not paying for a thing. I promise you I'm not paying for a
thing. And a push present. I need a push present.
Have you watched Dubai Bling?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've watched Dubai Bling.
The three cars and the bracelet.
Oh,
I said,
no, I don't know. I've only seen like a few couple episodes.
She had a baby, yeah. And he got her like a Ferrari, a G-Wagon, like a Porsche. And like a £500,000 bracelet as a push presents. And I said, yeah, that'll do.
That's a push hamper.
That is a push. I would give birth every year.
You need a push. Like, I can't believe there's people that give birth without getting a push present.
I didn't know it was
like,
a thing
unless
until,
obviously
like,
they're like a single mother, but.
Yeah, true.
Don't
the push present is the child.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I deserve something.
Do you want to have kids?
No.
You don't?
No.
Really?
But what I'll do is I'll get a petrol present from where I've gone and picked up our new dog.
Oh, but you wouldn't even like adopt kids. Do you not like kids?
No, not really.
Really?
Hate them. No, I'm not made out to be that. I've never grown up with kids, so I don't know how to interact with them. And they're money suckers. Why the fuck am I paying for you? I don't even like you that much.
Then again, I've met people like you before, and then I think they've met like the person that's for them. And then they want to do everything with them. Like when you meet this person for you, you want to do anything and everything you can do with
them. I'll get peer pressured into having kids, but I won't ever go.
My God, don't let anyone peer pressure you in this world.
Do you know what? And I know I'll love them, but the issue is, you know, you meet some kids and you think you are a little shit.
Yeah.
If I ever had a kid like you, I would leave the country.
No. Kids are, they are little shits. Yeah. Like they really are.
And I just think, I know I'll be the one, like it'll be my karma that I end up with an annoying little shit that doesn't listen to me, probably throws up all the time. And also I'm not going for morning sickness.
Oh, morning throws up, that's hell for you.
Yeah.
I'm not going. But not everyone gets morning sickness, so you might not.
My friend Vickaboo, she's pregnant at the moment. She was sick consistently for the first month, and it was just the first month. That for me, I'd have been down that clinic and I'd have said, you do what you need to do.
Yeah.
If you think I'm being sick every day for a month,
No, no kids way. Are little shits.
We haven't seen the breed of people that gentle parenting breeds, yeah? Because they're not old enough yet. They're not teenagers. Because it's our generation that are doing the gentle mm-hmm. parenting.
But have you seen that woman on... Have you ever seen that woman on TikTok?
No.
She's like, has a family.
Right.
But everyone's talking about how she like abused her kids.
Yes.
She's in jail. She's in jail now.
Yeah, yeah. Lucky for me, I'm going to have the most ugly kids. So I'm all right. Yeah. But you are no, fucked. Yeah, you're fucked.
Don't even say that. No, your kid's going to watch this one day, like...
Yeah, and they'll be clapped. I'm watching it.
No, I would never put my kid's face online. Ever.
Yeah. No, really?
Never.
Wouldn't.
That is like my one thing I will know I will stand by. Like, and I don't even think I'd really be like, pregnant. I don't. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What if they
feel like I'd keep it all really private?
And they were like, Mum, I want to go on Love Island or something like that. Would you let them?
Yeah, I think it gets to the point where like, you can do what you want. I can't like control everything you do. But yeah. As a child, like, when you're like a baby, you're the most like innocent version of yourself. Like you are true. So innocent. You haven't seen any bad in the world. You haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah.
Like, why would I want to put you on the internet and expose you to like the badness? You might not be able to read it, but I'm all here for like the energies and like the fact that people even like saying horrible things about like a child that doesn't
Paris
have a...
Hilton's child. Her child's head is apparently massive and people have got a massive thing to say about it, but you'd be really hurt if someone looked at your child and went, fuck, you know? Wouldn't you?
No, you would. And like, yeah, that's just horrible. And yeah, that's horrible. But I also want people around me to be really honest with me if my child's ugly.
Do you know what? I think I'm going to be honest. I think we're both self-aware. If that child comes out, first of all, it's not going to look good, covered in shit. It's going to come out, it's get cleaned up.
Not everyone shits when they give birth.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
No, I promise you, I'll shit.
Yeah, no,
I'll
do it just as well.
To say I've shat. Get two things done at once. But I'll hold it and be like, you are an ugly fucker.
Yeah, yeah. They always are ugly when they first come out.
It's giving hot potato.
Yeah.
Wrinkle. Old man. But then when they get to like one, they're quite cute.
Mm.
I think. Or when they're like, then when they're really like small, but then they do.
And
that.
They start like giggling.
Yeah, like
that's the cute phase. Yeah, but I'd cute. Also, yeah, I'd want someone to just be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I'd know though if my child wasn't cute.
I think
I'm not going to be one of them people in denial like,
yeah.
Oh my God, so cute.
We all know. If the child is clapped.
Yeah.
And that's just life. And it's fine if your child's ugly. I was an ugly child.
Yeah, and it's not rude also to call a child ugly.
Yeah.
It's actually not rude. Just because they're a child doesn't mean they have to be cute.
And I think we should make them self-aware from a young age, you know? So, and look, I was an ugly child. I'm a mediocre adult, but I'm better than I was
Grace,
when I was younger.
Stop.
I swear to God. So it's fine. We could do with some lemon bottle and some nose filler. But, you know, some of us don't have time.
Would you ever get a filler?
I just think it would disrupt the brand.
Really?
Yeah. Disrupt. If I come out looking like, people be like, you're not funny anymore. Do you know
really?
What, actually? Here's a good example of this for you. Comedians, the funniest ones that people love are always the ugliest and weirdest, right?
You're not ugly.
Thank you. If people won't let you be funny and pretty.
Yeah, it's like you can't be both.
Yeah. Feminism.
Yeah, no, literally. And if you are, you're fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Like me.
So I've got to stay humble here. I can't get arse filler. I can't do anything.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like after I have kids, I'll get a little like something done. Like,
oh,
a little boob
after
job.
I have kids, you can always fuck yourself. I'm going BBL. I'm getting a tummy tuck. I'm not fucking about.
Really? Yeah, I don't know if I could ever do BBL though.
No, I'm quite scared. Yeah.
Oh my God. BBL is like the scariest surgery ever. Like,
why are you nearly dying every week? Like, what's going on here?
No. Like, it's so scary. Like, I don't know if I should say this, but I don't think she'll care. But like, my friend got a BBL and she's been like super ill after, like, and she showed me like when she sucks in, it's almost like you can see something's missing from her body. And she's basically saying how her friend got one and they stole one of her organs and they sold it on the black market.
So
she basically just thinks like one of her organs have been stolen as well. And they're selling it like on the black market.
My girl needs an MRI.
100%. Yeah, she needs to get herself in the black market.
Yeah.
To find her organ. Imagine trying to hunt down your own
organ.com. It's like ancestry.com. Get my liver.
Oh my God, there it is. Like,
they wouldn't want any of mine, so I'm safe. My liver's rotting. My kidneys are probably rotting.
You don't know. Someone will take it. Someone will take anything in this world.
So true. You know, I've donated my eyes when I die. Can't
really?
See. I can't see. Someone's going to wake up and go, for fuck's sake.
Oh my God.
All of that for a cataract. Anyway, it's been a great pod.
Yeah.
We've chatted an amazing amount of shit. And I've enjoyed it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for clearing the rumours.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Doing your okay exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
I needed that.
Thanks.
Thanks.
See you soon.
If you've been watching, give it a like and subscribe. And if you've been listening, give it a follow and a 5-star review. Bye.